This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney with Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about what you're hearing during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242. Or visit us online at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while at our website, check out the radio page. You can listen to our past shows, subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or even Amazon Music. When meeting with clients who are preparing for retirement, much of our conversation is focused on the optimistic parts of retirement. The things like more time with family, travel, hobbies. I think we just talked about all this last week, right? But also, I want to make we talk about the uncomfortable truths. One of the biggest, which is a possibility of recurring expensive long-term care services during retirement for one or both of a couple that are entering retirement. So, for example, there was a 2021 cost of care survey by Genworth. The typical cost of a semi-private room in a nursing home is nearly $8,000 a month. That's what it is here in Colorado. If you want to move to Oklahoma, it's between $6,000 and $7,000 a month. I know because my dad's now in a nursing home.
But then I'd have to move to Oklahoma.
That's right. So a private room really runs about $9,000 a month.
Yep.
So when you recall, Medicare doesn't cover long-term care expenses, okay? All they cover is the healthcare part. So they will cover the first 90 days and that's it. And then now you're paying for it.
Well, and they'll only cover that first 90 to 100 days.
Yep.
Medicare will cover of long-term care only if you were in the hospital for two or at least 3 days. Yep. And transfer from the hospital into long-term care. So there's a lot of stipulations. You can't just, you know, decide, oh, I can't make it on my own anymore, I need to go into long-term care, or your kids are saying, hey, you need long-term care, and then go into a home and have Medicare kick in for the first 90 days. That's not necessarily going to happen. There are a lot of rules and restrictions there.
So my co-host interrupt us is Tony Shore today.
Oh, I interrupted and you. Sorry.
So he is also excited about this because he has a lot of personal interaction with the long-term care facilities and how it's going to get paid for. And it's a challenge for everybody that are Tony and I's age, trying to make sure that we take care of our aging parents who are experiencing memory care issues. They're experiencing other things that they can't do and they need help with. Maybe you still have kids in the house, so you don't want, you know, to bring them home with you. And then maybe you're just working too much. You can't take care of that person and house them, right? So anyway, this is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to explore some of the things to think about. We're going to explore how you might look at it. We're going to explore some options. We're going to talk about the long-term care insurance as an option and what that kind of does. But, you know, first, well, I got to say hi to Tony, who hostess interrupt us here.
Sorry about that, Chris.
He did not bring the donuts today. He didn't bring any coffee today.
Oh,
so that's kind of how he is. And I'm starting to get thirsty.
Sorry. I mean, I don't think there's a better way to prep for a show than with donuts and coffee, but you and I are a ways apart today, so that didn't work out. But but yeah, I had to jump in there and say that because, you know, a lot of people say that Medicare will only cover the first 90 days, but I happen to know that there are stipulations too with that. So it's tough, isn't it?
It is really tough. And I can tell you that it's a very personal problem for almost everybody that has parents that are still alive, if you're between 55 and 65. And so the clients that come to me that are retiring, that is starting to become on their radar. It was, how are we going to take care of my parents? It's like, well, there's not much we can do for your parents when they're already there.
Yeah, that's tough.
Late to prepare. But what we can do is set some things up for you so mm-hmm. your kids aren't going to be in this situation in 20 to 30 years.
Yeah, and it depends. I mean, if you're around 50, there might be some strategies you can utilize and do to prepare. But really, your parents needed to be working with a financial professional and strategizing. So there's not a lot the kids can do at that point to change things. Trust me, I'm in that situation myself with both my mother and father. And my father's trying to live on his own on the farm and it's not working. And he gets worse all the time. So, and it's tough. My wife and I both work. I have no siblings. So, you know, a lot of people find themselves in this situation, right? That's like right. You said, especially our age, and you're between 55 and 65, a lot of people in that age range have parents that are in needing long-term care, because almost the stats are like almost 2 out of 3 people who live past the age of 65 are going to end up needing long-term care, right?
Yeah, no, it's 70%. Yeah, that's the numbers I've seen is 70%.
Yeah.
So if you don't think that you're going to need that, you're probably wrong. And
so how do we plan for it for ourselves? I mean, that's what we're going to talk about today,
yeah, that's,
right?
That's what we're going to talk about. So
preparing for retirement and healthcare.
Right. So most people, they spend a lot of effort on plumping up that 401k and getting that so they can have a reliable, secure income in retirement. But and then they also pay off their home. Right. So that way they don't have that debt hanging over whoever has things after them, and they don't have to worry about paying a mortgage every year. So those are important things. And so people address those things. But what we're not addressing a lot of times is that long-term care. And here's the problems with long-term care are not always for the person that's going into the care. For one thing, a lot of times they have memory issues. And then that's the way they're being cared for because they're in a nursing facility. The problem is that the person, the spouse that's not in the facility, now they have to come up with the money to pay that. So they may have to sell all their IRAs. They may have to sell all their mutual funds, sell all their investments to take care of that. And so it can really be a big financial burden if we're talking somewhere between $8,000 and $9,000 a month, that's now going to be coming out of your budget. So that's about $100,000 a year. So that's significant, right?
Well, that's very significant. I mean, that's huge. And I'm sure, you know, as parents, we don't want to be a burden on our kids in our later years. And that's, you know, and that's not to imply that, you know, I don't think my kids would help me. I know they would, or at least want to, but I want them to be able to enjoy their lives and be able to save for their families and their retirement without constantly having to worry about me.
So we're going to talk about flexible protection for a healthy retirement.
Yep. Sounds good.
There are three key items on this. The first is you want to protect your family, right? So these are the things that you want to do. You want to protect your family. That's what everybody always says is their first thing. And then the second thing is they want to protect your choices, right? What options do you have? You want to be able to have options. If you get into retirement but you need a nursing home and you know it and you want to figure out how to do it, you know, what are your choices? How's it going to get paid? And the third thing is you don't want to run out of money. Who wants to get kicked out of a nursing home or have their spouse have to sell the house, sell cars or sell things that they have to pay for this expense, this new expense, right? It's not so much that it's expensive. It's just a whole new expense that you may or may not have planned for.
Yeah.
So the first thing that comes to people's minds is, well, oh, then I need to get long-term care insurance. And it's like, well, wait a second. Let's look at a long-term care plan first, right? Let's think about everything first, and then we'll get to the tool that we're going to use to create the not running out of money part and having those choices and protecting the family. So those are the three things we got to take care of. So first, we've got to make a plan, right? So what does that include? So it includes living options, includes a healthcare directive, right? So you need to have a healthcare directive that's like a living will, what you want, what your druthers are, right? What if you do have memory issues and you really can't express very well? So you want to get those things written down. You want to have a power of attorney. So I know that Tony's parents have power of attorney for him and his siblings. And we have a power of attorney. My sister has a power of attorney for both of my parents. So if you don't have that in place, that's a really important thing to do. And then you need to have a strategy for paying for long-term care, right? So these four things, there are things that you and your spouse in retirement should talk about with your financial advisor and your estate attorney, if you have an estate attorney. But somebody does estate attorney so you can get that power attorney done. Those are discussions you should have as a family. So let's talk about the living options. That was our first option. So is there an ability to stay at home? Well, maybe, maybe not. So right now, my dad was able to stay at home for a while till he broke his hip for the second time. And so now he's in a home and he gets around in a wheelchair. They have tile floors everywhere. And man, that guy can scoot around. He doesn't use his arms. He doesn't push the wheels, but his little feet can go, even though he can't stand up. And so my name is Chris, but last time I was there, he called me George. So that happens. So I still enjoy interacting with him and doing things. And then sometimes I was talking I was there and I was talking on the phone and then here he comes. He calls out my name and chases me down the hallway.
Oh, my goodness. I'm
trying to talk to my wife on the phone.
Oh,
where are you going? Funny. What you did? Hey, Chris, come back.
Yeah. that's sweet, though.
So, but now that my dad can't walk, my mom can't take care of him, right? She can't. Move him around to get into the bathroom. She can't move him around. She's older too. So, I mean, she should not be trying those things. And so now we're looking at the nursing home options, right? So that's okay. And we'll figure out how to make that happen. But my dad had no long-term care insurance. He doesn't have any kind of thing that would be in advance of a life insurance policy to help pay for that long-term care. There's no annuity with long-term care rider. There's no all these other things that are out there, right? And so we'll talk about more of those later, but he doesn't have anything. So we're just going to have to come. Now, my mother, on the other hand, when they talked to their financial advisor back in the 90s, she said, you know, she knew what her mother went through. And so she's like, I'm going to get some of this long-term care insurance. Back in the 90s, long-term care insurance was a very neat thing because it had a fixed premium. And that doesn't happen anymore. Okay. So long-term care insurance does not have fixed premium. So it can go up. Okay. So let's get back to our two things. I get on these tangents. Tony, you gotta keep me on them, man.
I know. I like it though. I mean, it's important. It illustrates what we're talking about.
Yeah. And so the next thing is a healthcare director. So I sat down with my father and mother about 5 years ago, and we filled out a journal that we have. We call it From the Heart Journal. And, you know, okay, who's doing your evocation? Where are you going to be? what is this? What is that? All the things that come with the last few years of your life that other people need to know, you know, all the numbers for every piece of investment you have, every insurance, you know, do you subscribe to anything that needs to be turned off? Anything that might be there, you know, this journal kind of asks you and it prompts you. And so it's nice to have that document in front of you when you're talking with your parents to get them to fill out, because we got to fill out this document. It's not, I'm making you talk to me about this stuff so I can know. We've got this thing we need to fill out. So we have this written down. So let's do this. So it's a real good tool that I found to pry information out of my parents. And
these conversations can be tough. Nobody likes to talk about these things. We all put it off, right? Because we don't want to talk about these things. But a tool like that to help us get the information we need and bring it up and present it in a good way. That's a huge step and a huge help. And I know this is something that you help your clients with and can help them with if they have questions. And I'm glad we're talking for our listeners out there. This stuff is so important to do. And so many people, I mean, how many times have you seen people come to you and it's just like, well, there's nothing, you know, it's too late now, but plan ahead. I mean, the further ahead you plan, the better off everybody's going to be, right?
That's right. So in that plan, you have that healthcare directive.
Yep.
If you become incapacitated, what do you want your family to do for you? So that the last thing we talked about was power of attorney. The third thing we talked about was power of attorney. That gives someone you trust responsibility and the authority to carry out your wishes, right? So it's like whoever's going to be your executor usually on of the wills is usually the person that you name the power of attorney. That way they have both documents that they have the legal rights to talk about and then make decisions for you. Okay. And then the fourth thing we mentioned was the need for long-term care services and how those are going to get covered. So I mentioned my mother's policy that she got back in the 90s. She pays $100 a year for it, and it will pay $100 a day toward long-term care services. So that's a pretty nice policy. I mean, it doesn't adjust up, you know, as far as how much money she gets, but guess what? It was a fixed price for back in the day. Of course, healthcare costs have probably tripled since she signed that document and got that.
Oh, yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah. Especially long-term care costs. I know in the nice private facility that my mother-in-law has been in independent living and now moving over into assisted living, and she eventually will probably need memory care. The memory care unit there is $12,000 a month.
Ouch.
I mean, who has that money? Where does that come from?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean,
more and more people are needing long-term care because they've gotten really good about keeping our hearts going and keeping our lungs going. And if you have those two things going, then your body keeps going. But our brain, they haven't figured out how to keep our brain from atrophying.
No.
So our brains continue to atrophy, even though our bodies are keeping it alive with fixing it.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Well, you know, I mean, and again, these conversations are tough.
Yep.
Chris, but you'll feel a huge weight has been lifted if you have the conversations, if you work with a professional like yourself. So before we move on, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you to look at some of the strategies to cover long-term care down the road for themselves so they don't leave their family with a burden.
Yeah. So they can give us a call at 719-210-4242. We set aside appointments on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays for new clients. And so give us a call, 719-210-4242. And we can have that discussion with you. And so that we can make sure that your kids don't have to go through what Tony and I are going through, give us a call at 719-210-4242. Visit us at nolanfinancialpartners.com. So the next thing we want to talk about, Tony, is, how we get, so now we have, so let's say we have some kind of insurance. We have, there's one kind of insurance that we have if we qualified for Medicare, and that's called Medicaid. So that's the government defined insurance, but there's lots of rules around that. I'm not going to get into that because every state is different. Because it's administered by the state, Medicare and Medicaid are administered by states. And so each state's going to be a bit different. Insurance companies and government define long-term care like this. There's six daily activities of living, right? ADLs. Those include continence, which is going to the bathroom, bathing, which is doing a self-bathing, not, you know, getting in a bath, getting in a shower, transferring. So transferring is moving from your bed to the bathroom. Eating. So can you feed yourself? So that's a activity of daily living is eating, of course. But can you move the food from the plate to your mouth yourself? Toileting and getting dressed, right? So a lot of it's about going to the bathroom. Three of those are kind of about going to the bathroom. And once you lose the transferring part, you kind of don't have toileting and you don't have getting dressed and you don't have continence. So transferring is the biggest one that I've seen for my dad. That was the biggest problem. So once that's over, then you have those ADLs. So the way they do that is if you can't do two or three of those ADLs, depending on your insurance and depending on how the government's looking at it at the particular day, you qualify for long-term care insurance through either Medicaid or through the insurance companies. So, So the statistics are going to be that the 70% of everybody is going to need some kind of, healthcare, right? So about half of us are going to need home healthcare. And then about 70% of us need that nursing care. Maybe they get it home. Maybe they get it at a nursing facility, but we're about 2/3 of us are going to need help.
Yeah.
We need help.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, one of the issues is how to pay for it. And the other is, you know, there are different strategies. Like you said earlier, long-term care insurance used to be a big thing, but you'd put all this money into it. It was very expensive. And then you might never use it or get your money back out, or maybe you couldn't even afford the policy. And now those are kind of, they've gone the way of the buffalo they've gone the way of the pension, as I like to say, and are harder to get. So there are different strategies. I know you can utilize, there are other riders to, you know, life insurance policies, other types of products.
That's right.
To help with this, or financial planning, you know, strategizing.
Right. So if you have lots of money, maybe you self-insure somehow, right? How do you do that? Well, you put the money away aside. So, okay, I'm planning to live in a long-term care facility for 3 years. It's going to cost me, let's say, $10,000 a month. That's $120,000 a year. I'm going to put about $400,000 away for long-term care insurance a piece. Okay. So I need $800,000 for me and my wife. Is that something that most people can do?
Yeah.
Take $800,000 out of their 401ks and set that into a bucket to cover long-term care insurance. Probably, maybe not. There's another way. So you mentioned it, long-term care insurance that is tied to a whole life policy. So a whole life policy we also call them permanent policies because they don't go away unless you make them go away. But what you can do is you can get an advance on those death benefits before you pass, so that you can pay for your long-term care. Okay. So it's like, okay, I don't have to die to get benefits from my whole life policy? No, you don't. You can get it beforehand. And so depending on, not every company has this. Depending on the company, they have different rules. But the great thing about a long-term care insurance through a whole life policy is the whole life people care about the when you're going to die, right? They don't care that much if you're sick before you die. The people that you get qualified for long-term care insurance, the typical long-term care insurance, they're going to put you through the mill on how you, you know, on how you, how fit you are and everything. And so they can raise the, they could raise those premiums significantly if you're not healthy. Some other things, there's some other asset based that are linked to benefits. And I can't get into all of them today. We just don't have enough time. And we're running out of time, Tony.
Yes, we are. Well, this topic is a big one. I mean, we could probably do two or three shows on this one. I mean, it's just,
oh yeah,
it's so important. And I'm glad we at least got to some of the options. But if our listeners out there really want to get a plan in place or even get a second opinion on where they're at financially, what they can do to protect their legacy and their future, and how they can plan for long-term care, make sure it doesn't derail them and their family, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach us at 719-210-4242. Give us a call. We've got some complimentary consultations set aside for new clients. Give us a call at that number, 719-210-4242. Visit our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Chris. Great topic today. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio with our host, Chris McKinney.
Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.